Oh, there. Hey, hey. Hey there. How are you doing? Hi, kitten. Good? How have I been doing? Oh, you know, just not much, really. So where were you heading? Well, you don't seem you were that occupied. So why don't we just hang out for a bit? Yeah, it's just. Yeah, you just said you were going somewhere, but as I just said, you're not that occupied now, are you? You're sensing that I'm upset. I have no idea why you should even imagine such a thing, but. So, do you want to hang out with me? Yeah. Good option. Let's go. How about we sit here on the bench? Come on. Sit here next to me. Why did I want to hang out? Does there have to be a reason for us to hang out, kitten? Not really. No, that's what I thought. So, I don't really get it. Why? You're being like this right now. Tell me, kitten, what's wrong with you? What do I mean? Well, you're fidgeting. You're looking all around you. Were you gonna meet up with someone? You were. Who? Oh, with your best friend. And who is your best friend again? My friend's younger sister. The one that we met at my place the other day. Okay. Where were you meant to meet up with her? Here at the park. Oh, well. Think of it like this. You are giving me company. While we wait for her to find you. Yeah. Why am I acting like this? Like what? Am I not allowed to want to hang out with you? Look, I know that you're still obsessed with me. I can tell it. I can see. By the way, my little kitten still reacts from me calling you a sweet little kitten, getting all blushed and shy. So, I really don't understand, never did understand why we broke up to start off. Or better yet, like you corrected me the other day, why you broke up with me. You don't want to talk about it. Okay, so I'm not gonna force you to it. How about we talk about how you know my friend? You met her because she's your best friend's older sister. Okay, that makes sense. How did I meet her? Oh, we work together. Yeah. We also went to school together, so we've known each other for a very long time. Yeah. That's why she was at my place. 'Cause we were just discussing work or something for work. So, still curious, why did you, like, that day came over spontaneously to my place? You just wanted attention. Or were you gonna actually break up things between us? Kitten. Why don't you tell me? What do you mean we're out in public? I am aware of it. I'm not doing anything wrong. I'm just talking very slow, softly and slowly into your ear. There's a lot of noise around us, and I don't want it to make that cliche thing that happens sometimes when someone is having a conversation and, like, a car goes by and honks, or, like, someone yells, and what you said that was very important just got muffled up, and then you lose courage because you did it, like, in the spur of the moment. I don't want that to happen. No. So, to prevent it, I'm getting very up close to your ear. I'm getting very up close to your ear and whispering it. So, tell me. Is there anything you want to tell? To get off your chest. You know you can trust me. At least that is still there, right? So, tell me. Why were you at my place? Because your best friend found out about us talking? Wait, are you dating your best friend? No. Are you dating her sister? No. Are you dating someone at all? So, I don't understand where the problem is. If you had told me that you started dating her or her sister or someone, that would be justifiable to come up to me and say, "Hey, sorry. I started dating someone and I don't want to do anything more intimate, just maybe just be friends." I'd be, "Yeah, that's justifiable. That's okay." Or even if you'd came up to me and say, like, hey, I don't feel right about this, because, like, we're not dating, but we used to, and we're, like, in a very weird place right now. I don't know what else to do. That I would, like, understand, and we would have a conversation. But you telling me that your best friend found out, and you're using a tone of voice like it's you were caught cheating or something. It makes no sense to me. I don't understand it. So, are you two like wanting to date or something? You don't know. You're just friends. Okay, so still don't really understand. Well, if my guess is right, I'd say she might like you to a certain point, and she is very jealous that you're still hanging out with your ex. Poor little kitten. Stuck between two girls.
Three.
Three? Who's the third one? Do I know her? Why are you looking away? I know her. Who is it? I'm sorry, what? I didn't quite understand that. You whispered too loud for me to understand, sweet. Now tell me, who is it?
Oh.
Is that so? Really? Her. My friend. So let me get this straight. You are having a thing with your ex, your best friend, and your best friend's older sister, which is also your ex's close colleague slash friend. Is that right? Oh, poor little kitten, you're all blushing. You're so red right now. I do find this amusing, but I do find it frustrating at the same time. And I won't lie, it does make me jealous. It does make me want to punish you. It does. Well, it's a good thing that we are sitting in a place where a lot of people don't pass by. Let me. What's this? Oh, you know what it is. It's your collar. And the bad little kitten needs to be punished. Yeah, even outside. So, if I were you, I would take a deep breath, because the moment I click this, your punishment is gonna start. You ready?